Skype of Cthulhu presents Ripples from Carcosa, Heir to Carcosa.
So I believe that keeping a tradition, Rachel is going to give us the recap on what happened last time. Is that... Or someone else.
Or someone else.
Either way.
I mean, we finished exploring the ship. I think that's the important piece. It was a peaceful exploration. We found a lot of information, which is probably very clear, but we managed to turn into muddy clues. The computer was... Basically, they went to an asteroid to rescue the princess of the yellow princess, who was trapped inside some shrine up at the asteroid. And they went out there and they drilled some holes and exciting stuff happened. And they found a sequel to the play, and they were trying to translate it. And for some reason, they left the asteroid and at least in theory, left the princess behind. And they were being read, or they were reading the translation, and the computer, the AI computer for the ship, refused to share any more with them, and sort of started to blow up. And they shut down the computer, and we're still not sure how the ship was vented, but maybe the ship vented itself. We're not sure how the people that drank the space mead knew to drink the space mead, but they're still alive until we killed them. And we are we're discussing that we probably should get the location information of the asteroid from the ship's computer so that we can go and destroy it. And we were sort of discussing how we might be able to do that most safely. In other words, how we can not have the ship blow us up. And one option was to have Lola hook. We would hook up an extra dreaming interface to this big ship's computer and pull the data out without actually letting the computer have access to the ship's engines. And then we might know enough. And we also know that there is enough food on this ship to restock us if we want to go to Neptune, which is near which is the asteroid that we would like to now blow up, I guess. There might be more, but I think that's the bulk of it.
So we want to blow up the asteroid just to make sure that the princess and the temple are destroyed.
Yes. Yeah. So they basically separated.
One important piece is that the people that were doing the excavation at the asteroid all died because of an explosion. And apparently the princess is now loose. And that's why they were just returning. Okay, we freed the princess. Now we can go home. Something like that. But the AI, actually, that's another important piece, sabotaged the whole... they were trying to watch the second part of the play, The King in Yellow, and the AI kind of sabotaged all that, and that's when they started having problems with the ship.
It seems like the ship's computer had the right idea.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Right. So... couldn't we just send this ship on a crash course to that asteroid?
We don't know where the asteroid is. That's the first trick is to figure out where the asteroid is. And to do that, we need to access the computer, we think. And to do that, we have to somehow either turn it on or talk to it. Or we have to do something.
But it's been tainted by the play.
That is for sure.
And
Well, we don't know that, right? Because it looks like the computer, the AI, actually translated a play. And then when the crew requested, especially the captain, requested to, you know, the play to be run for everyone, that's when the AI started to act a little bit strange and decided not to do it. And, you know, the whole sabotage happened. So the AI, we don't believe it is mad because of the play. He just doesn't want the crew to watch it. You do? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's always been violence, right? That's been the outcome of the play, has been violence. Now, I'm not saying, it may be that the AI could have been jealous, for example, and that's why it didn't want to share. Or it could be protecting them, and that's why I didn't want to share. Or it could just be, you know, who knows? It's possible that the AI is not corrupted. I will grant you that.
All right. So do we have reason to believe that she can get off the asteroid without, I mean, and if she was freed from the asteroid, we're assuming that she's got some space meat of her own so she can live without breathing.
Well, she's been living in the asteroid without breathing, presumably for hundreds of thousands of years. We don't really know anything about her. Within the palace is imprisoned the holy divinity, the daughter of our blessed God King, on the fabled princess. So, yeah, we don't know anything about her, except she's got to be bad. Teams destroyed the imprisonment ruins and then the runes, but then lost contact with the team. And they found, they discovered, they scanned and saw that she was free, but they couldn't land another team. I don't know.
Why couldn't they?
Maybe because they didn't have enough. Do not have capability. Maybe I think because they don't have any more equipment. So we as we were searching, we discovered that they had all of their mining equipment and their shuttles and everything were no longer on the ship. Presumably they were all down on the asteroid.
So what about our mission from our Yithian overlords to take this ship hostage or take this ship over so that we can have the tech and so that the Earth doesn't know that there are refugees?
We're no longer worried about the Earth scanning us because everyone's dead and the computer's dead, and so there shouldn't be any way for this thing to transmit, although that is one of the concerns if we revive the computer, that it may try to submit it may try to transmit our position to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of recovering the ship, aside from you, we are all more than happy to ignore the command.
I'm not saying that I desire to follow that command. I just wanted the feel.
I just didn't
want to
speak for you. Yeah, I just didn't want to speak for you.
Lola thought that was a dumbass idea from the get-go.
Right.
Are we in the middle of a recap right now, or are we in the middle of one of our extended discussions about how to proceed?
Could you really tell the difference?
No, very little. I just jumped in at just a second ago, so I'm not sure.
The answer is yes.
Jim left like, you know, three weeks ago. He's just like, I'll just wind him up and let him go.
Just call me when you guys arrive wherever you're going.
The scenario runs itself. I mean, nothing happened. You don't need a keeper for it.
Yeah. Oh. Nice.
And he doesn't say nay.
No, this is the core of the scenario, is to get the players discussing amongst themselves for hours on end what they want to do.
Yep.
So, I think, as I recall, one of the options was to throw this computer, what is his name, K2PS187, metaphorically, throw his head metaphorically into a jar so he can't hurt us, and we can, interrogate him as to what to do and where to go, which
yeah,
I think...
Yeah, we were waiting for our pilot.
Yeah, that's right. No pressure or anything, Rachel, but we go where you go.
Well, can we not just follow the ion stream left by the ship back to the asteroid?
We can't because, I don't know about the ion stream. We talked about doing reverse trajectory. Yeah, there was some, you did some scanning and didn't come up with anything, I guess, but that was of life. I think the issue is that it was going quite quickly in some unknown course before the computer blew up, and so backtracking, we have been told, would not be possible.
I think
that's a slightly different version of backtracking than we were talking about. So I suppose you could get rejected on that before we move on to other rejections.
So you already know the answer to that, and
yep.
Yes, in part it's because in the early part of its journey, the ship was moving much, much faster. Right. So from the tracking data that the MIGO had, right, the MIGO knew enough, and there was enough in the tracking data to verify that, yes, this thing came from somewhere above the elliptical out beyond Neptune, somewhere in this region of the Kuiper Belt. But that's still a really big area of space.
And I guess maybe the relevant piece is that it wasn't leaking.
Right.
It wasn't leaking until recently. Right. It wasn't right. So that part is also not followable.
So you mean even without the data that's on the Tatterdemalion's computer, you have very good tracking data, and it doesn't really it narrows it down in the sense of like. If you're looking for something in the United States, it's in California.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Too bad it wasn't Rhode Island.
Which is exactly. Which is true, but not very useful.
I think what was going was I was breaking into the log, which was the big the captain's log, which was the big handout we got, while some of the others were trying to get the ship back online to see what they got from that. Were those our last actions? No.
No, okay. We were not bringing the ship back online. Our whole discussion has been whether and how to bring the ship back online.
What we wanted to do was to isolate that computer and have, and I'm not kidding about this, have the pilot, doing the dreaming. And, try to talk to the AI and see what we could find out, because we don't want to turn it back on. We don't want to fix it because, we don't know what is it going to do.
Oh, you want the computer only in my head.
Exactly. I thought
pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a vote.
Here, Rachel, you got the short straw.
Yeah. But that was my kind of head in the jar metaphor because there were there's parts of the ship that we can, pieces that we can put back together without bringing the thing online, and if we bring it online, we can keep it separate from being able to control anything, hopefully with an on-off switch, right?
Right, that was the bring over the dreaming, the extra dreaming access software, and plug it into the AI without sort of powering up the machine.
I mean, there doesn't seem to really be a lot of other options. Unless we want to spend another an hour and 45 minutes doing that, let's just do it.
All shall right. we shall we play
That's why she's in charge.
Yes. Shall we play Taps or the sad music now where we all salute as she goes into the dreaming?
Great.
I'm not worried.
So to understand, your plan is to power the ship back up.
No.
Disconnect the
Can't we disconnect the mission? Disconnect it without power? I mean, I thought the idea was to somehow not to disconnect the computer and power the computer up somehow.
Yeah. Sorry, that was the second clause I was getting to.
Okay. Right? Okay.
Because I mean, you have to repair the engines to get power to anything, right?
Okay.
Right. So, to get enough power to, power the computer. But okay. Disconnect the computer from any shipboard interface.
Mm-hmm.
Plug the virtual dreaming, plug your auxiliary backup virtual dreaming unit into it, and then go have a chat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when we power it up, it won't actually have access to, that's what you mean about disconnecting it, right? It won't actually have access to any controls.
Well, I imagine that depends on how good your rolls are, but yes, that's my understanding.
Excellent. And we have an engineer, is that right?
You do have an engineer. He's very quiet.
Yes.
Right. And an assistant engineer.
Yeah. And I'm really good with computers, if that helps with that end of it. I couldn't put them back together, but I can make them run afterwards. But you're really good with that as well, Edwin, right?
I'm good with mechanical stuff, and mostly with mechanical gear.
Okay.
I have no computers, which is odd for a person of the 20-something century, and I have a little bit of electrical repair, electronics, but not much.
Okay,
so first things, powering up, they're restoring power to the ship. Who are you sending to the engine rooms to bring main power back online?
The guy with engine in his name, right? The engineer. Makes most sense. If we can get him to roll, if you'll let that.
Of course. And then I will help the engineer, I think.
Okay, so Mr. Gunn, you can make a mechanical engineering roll, and right. Somebody can roll on behalf of Mr. Smith. His mechanical repair is 85%.
Go get it, Rachel. Welcome back.
All right. 94.
Oh.
Edwin?
I can spend 10 luck and make my successful roll.
Okay. Yep. So, I mean, between the two of you working together are eventually able to restore the engines. You kind of feel like maybe Martin is a little distracted or something, and probably could have gotten this done faster, but. It takes a good 4 hours, but you are able to, repair the engines enough to bring them back online, power the ship back up. And when you do so, of course, you can notice a distinct difference in the ship, right? The air processors come back online. You can kind of feel the air moving, the lights, all kind of turn on and, so suddenly everything is a lot better illuminated and brighter than it was. And, things are beeping and so forth.
All right.
No longer leaking gas as well? Airtight?
You are, yes.
Nice.
So step two, then, I believe, was to disconnect the computer from the... any shipboard controls and install the your virtual dreaming device. How about electrical repair for that. Who's going to be working on that?
How's the engineer? I have...
Mr. Smith has 70.
He is much better than I am.
Yeah,
I'm a little better than half the people in the galaxy.
Okay. What do you mean by that? You're above base?
A 55, yeah.
Oh, that's huge. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you should totally, okay, yeah.
If I can help him, I'll give it a shot.
That's better than like 90% of the people in the galaxy.
Of course. So, Mr. Delgado, if you want to roll, and somebody wants to roll for Mr. Smith again.
That is a good success. 33 out of 50, but not a hard.
You got a regular success as well.
Okay, very nice. So, yeah, so that actually goes kind of, you know, quicker than you thought it would. You know, and Mr. Smith will report that, you know, he is quite sure that all shipboard control is disconnected from the computer. As he is, you know, kind of in there and under there and, you know, opening up panels and working on stuff, you hear him kind of, you know, scratching his head, kind of, what the hell? And at one point he comes out to the rest of you and goes, "You guys got to see this."
Okay.
Sure. Share your sand roll. Fine. I will ask him if I need a gun. I mean, if I need to have my, like, is this a dangerous thing we're looking at or just something weird?
No. It's just weird. I've read about the idea of such a thing, but this computer isn't purely electrical or electronic. It's cybernetic.
You mean it's attached to somebody's brain?
And not just one somebody's.
Shit.
Interesting.
And he'll kind of show you, you know, some, like, you know, tubes of fluid, and, you know, they're all kind of leading and pumping something, and, you know, kind of where the, you know, core of one of your computers would be. Yes, there is some kind of weird pod, and suspended in it are what look like 7 brains.
But those weren't my ovaries.
Are we familiar now we may not have told Rachel about that either, but are we, to continue my first thought, familiar with what in metagaming sense we know that the Mego do with brains and jars and things like that, since we have contact with them?
History rolls.
Is that?
I have remained ignorant of my Mego overlords.
It's a history of computer hacking, apparently, is not the same as history of history what people do.
Somehow Lola got that with her 20 history.
Nice.
Nothing confirmed, and the Mego have never admitted to it, but there are stories of such things, yes.
And so one of the things...
I got a critical on Mego knowledge in case that works for something.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fisk, yes. You are quite certain. You are... You have heard the stories, and you have seen proof.
And you are a Mego expert. I forgot about that. Yeah.
This is not the first time I've seen this. But yeah. What worries me is that looks like the Mego then could have been in contact with Earth, and provided some technology to them as well.
I just recalled an important fact that I don't know if we told Lola about fully. We found little metal pieces, like strips, in all of every single one of our bodies that we think.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least there's conjecture that the Mego put them there sometime when we were on the space station.
Let's clarify that. It wasn't every single person's bodies.
Oh.
They were not found in Mr. Smith's. Mr. Smith and Miss Voigt did not have one.
Did they leave the ship? Or did they stay on board? our ship.
We just didn't make any donations.
Oh. Huh. Okay, we can ponder that as we fly or whatever.
But they were removed.
Yes, that's the other thing. Yeah, the doctor found them. Doctor, what is her name?
Everett.
Everett, yeah, she was the one to discover them and remove them from the ones that had them.
And we were hoping to spend some time at some point analyzing them, but we have not done so yet.
When she hears the chatter about the cybernetic interface, she will ask if you want her to come over and have a look.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's biological matter. Yeah, yeah.
Can somebody make a medicine roll for Dr. Everett? Her medicine is 75.
I got a 78.
Can we burn her luck?
Sure.
I'm of the opinion we should burn all the luck we want on the characters who are not here to defend themselves.
Sounds fair to me.
Yep, and then we have to do a party luck roll in a little bit.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, she comes over, has a look with her medical scanner. She will confirm that yes, they are human. They are all of them the brains of children.
Oh God!
She would guess 5 to 7 years old.
Wow!
And they are all nearly 100 years old.
That explains the wacky ship. It might be something that a child would draw. And I also have what I think is a pretty solid conjecture. I mean, we were contacted by the Mego to give them something in exchange for this space folding technology. There's nothing that would have kept them from contacting Earth with this and making a deal with the Earthlings there before. Get out of my water, cat. Sorry, with the Earthlings there before they contacted us.
True.
Are you sure we don't want to ram this ship into Pluto?
No, we do want to do that. I'd be all in favor of that. I just don't know if we want to do it before we before we find out where this asteroid is.
Well, this is the only thing that's going to get us to it in what I forget in a reasonable amount of time.
We can get there in our ship, I believe we determined.
Yes. You just don't know where there is.
Right.
And how far behind do we think, or maybe we're about to find out, we would be based upon the difference in our drives on our ship and the engines on this child run monstrosity.
In the general sense, a few days.
Oh. Doggone, that's not bad at all.
So yeah. So the question is, what happens now if you are, what happens if you try to dream with a bunch of children's brains in a computer? That's really the issue, huh?
Ugh.
100-year-old children.
Mm.
Or is it better than to hook up rehook a typey interface? So these brains survived being separated and shut down. And they were the ones maybe that had some kind of a tantrum or whatever that was trying to explode the ship.
So maybe they're child heroes, just hundreds of years old or over 100 years.
Maybe they're just
Dr. Everett will confirm that the brains are alive.
Okay.
She can see the synapses are firing. You know, they're pulsing in as the fluid pumps around them.
Can we talk to them?
Yeah, guys, let's be clear on something. And this is Mr. Fisk speaking. The fact that they are children-sized brains doesn't mean that they are children. They're 100 years old.
That's true. Until we speak with them, we won't know.
So when you ask that, Miss Boyd, Mr. Smith says, "Yep, I got your virtual dreaming interface. It's all hooked up, ready to go."
Gosh.
Got your brains right here.
And we determined that there was no way that I could help her with, a bonus die, even though go into the dreaming, but go ahead.
Mr. Smith says, "Oh yeah, hell, we can all go in there if you want." I can hook up some additional headsets. That's not a problem.
Lola gets a big grin. Come on, boys. Let's go play my world.
So when you're dreaming, are you aware of your surroundings? I ask Lola nervously.
You mean here or in the dream world?
Are you aware of your surroundings outside the dream world when you're in the dream world?
I don't know, Jim.
The answer to that would be no.
No. No, you're totally in the world. And
one of us should, at least it seems like.
You can view the, let's call it the real world. Listen to it through, listen on a radio or, kind of view on a display screen. But yeah, you're not.
We'll leave Smith
in both
here.
Worlds at the same time.
Smith? I was thinking the Dr. Everett.
I will leave Smith and Everett.
Wait.
Why? What is the benefit?
Why
just because it's possible are we now considering doing this? One does not do things just because it's possible.
We might be of help depending on what.
Mr. Smith scratches his head and says, "I do."
You do.
You know the benefit?
Things just because they're possible.
That's such an engineer thing to say. Yeah. I pat him on the head.
Now we know why he kept those things to himself for so long.
Exactly. It seems that if there's any danger out here, we will be completely caught off guard if we are all within the streaming.
Well, I think that's why Rachel recommended Smith and I recommend the doctor. We have someone, who can recognize problems.
Someone who can fight.
Outside?
You think we'll need to fight inside?
That's an excellent
point. Possibly. Quite possibly.
Really?
Well, the dream world can be quite real-ish.
And so you actually go to another world when you are taking these, when you are piloting the ship?
It's different.
All right.
So I think Lola's a shoo-in, and I would say Mr. Fisk is also necessary since we think these are possible MIGO technologies. I don't know if
I... Tell us about this world that you go to navigate the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can go. I don't see the benefit of all of us going in. I can go with the pilot you want. As long as you stick to the plan.
I mean, if you feel like you need an armed guard, I can certainly do that.
I can also just go in by myself.
Figured you were somehow just shuffling numbers while you were connected.
Really?
Yeah, no idea what you do in there.
Oh, is it like a Matrix-like plug-in?
No, yes. It's not a big jack in the back of Lola's head.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, like I said, I think Fisk would be helpful in case there, you know, is some Mego stuff. I don't know. I can ask again. I think I had asked before if there's a way for me to help her, because I'm apparently building dogs and things like that within the Dreamlands, but I don't know if that would be of help.
Do you have any
dogs?
Does anybody besides Miss Voight have any virtual dreaming?
I built a digital puppy for her birthday in the Dreamlands.
Virtual dreaming. I have 25 in virtual dreaming, actually. So I guess I didn't even notice that. I looked under dreaming, not virtual dreaming. So I guess I am actually trained.
Is it 25 or 35? Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a base number. That's my skill. So, yeah, 25, yeah. And I have 35.
Yeah, okay. So you guys have been, you know, in virtual dreaming before, and it is, you know, it is an immersive reality, right? That is, it's bright, it's colorful, you know, it's more real than the real world, right? Things manifest physically, you move around it, you know, just like you do in the real world, you know, but it is a virtual world, so, you know, depending on, you know, your skill and ability working with it, you know, you can, you know, manifest things out of it. You can change things around, right? You can make things happen, you know, but it's like, it is very much just like being in the real world, only more so.
And out of character, does it have any of this? Does it have sort of the low tech connotations that I put with the dream world or Dreamlands, or is that unrelated in this case?
Unrelated in this case.
Okay.
So just to give you a rundown of what it does say about dreaming in mind, because it mentions like the bottom third of it. In my free time, I push the envelope of creating virtual Dreamland environments, recently creating a digital puppy for Lola on her last birthday. And then it says some stuff that I dream, but I don't know if that's virtual dreaming. I dream of being on Earth, hiding and trying not to be discovered.
Yep. That's your dreaming like that. Dream. That's your dreaming.
Okay.
There are drugs involved.
That's really all we need to know.
Yeah. Would you like to supplement with the normal ones?
Well, I will say that I probably couldn't stop virtual dreaming now.
A little addictive, you mean?
Yeah. And if it weren't for you guys, I probably wouldn't care. But I do. So there. Lola cares about you guys.
Really nice.
Aww.
Well, it's up to you. If you think we can be of use, then I will do what I can. And then if you think you're safer or better off without us troubling you, then that's fine also.
Well, if it's boring when we all go in, you guys can unplug. If it's not boring and I'm in there, there's no way... or there's little way for me to tell you that I need you.
All right, let's do it.
So let's all go.
Including the engineer or doctor, or leave them
back
there?
Well, we can leave the engineer and the doctor out here.
That seems smart.
Yeah.
And that's what we are.
We're the smart party.
And the decisive party as well, obviously.
Smart and decisive, you know it. Not at the same time, ever.
That sounds about right. So everyone except for Mr. Smith and Miss Everett is going in.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Smith will get you all set up, get you plugged in, flip a switch. There's a whoosh and a pop and a snap. And would you all make a virtual dreaming roll?
I will get a not success.
We'll get a regular success.
Okay. So most of you don't notice this, except for Miss Voigt. You do notice. So, you know, you obviously, out of all of them, have the most experience with, you know, virtual dreaming. And it is, you know, it is reality as you want it to be, right? This is a little different. There's something about the texture of the space once you're in it that is even more so. The colors are brighter, the sounds are deeper, you know, the feel of things is even more real than anything you have experienced. It's actually deeply, deeply satisfying. You know, in all your kind of rush for, you know, to get, you know, always trying to get back into the virtual dreaming, right? This is it, you know, turned up to 11.
Do we, like, alter our appearance or anything? I don't know. The people in Nightmare on Elm Street or the old Dream Warriors or whatever while we're there and have a bunch of different weapons or extra cool or whatever.
So the first thing that you notice is that the what is it, the four of you are standing there. You are dressed in, you're not dressed as you were, you're dressed in fairly simple clothing. It looks like kind of an older style clothing. You don't really recognize it. Some kind of, you know, you have pants on that are made of some kind of thick, kind of heavy, maybe cottony material. You have kind of light shoes on your feet and a kind of a light cotton shirt, you know, jeans and t-shirts, right? In our terms. And as you kind of see the four of you standing there, and you kind of look around you, and you can feel the ground underneath your feet, and you look down and you're standing on a hard surface, a hard black surface. You look around and you see buildings, and you look up and you see something that none of you have ever seen before outside of pictures in a movie. You see an open blue sky and a bright yellow sun hanging in the sky. In front of you, there is a building which is larger than the rest of the buildings around you, significantly larger. It's a four-story building. There's kind of a big main hall in the center and kind of three wings extending out from it, shaped something like a capital E. And ahead of you, there are stairs leading up to a pair of double doors. Above those doors, kind of etched in what looks like stone, it says Public School 187. Under those words across the door, in what looks like kind of hastily made black paint, it says Haster, Haster, Haster.
No.
And as you look around again, you can see that, you know, the black surface that you're standing on kind of extends away from you for a little ways. And there's a couple of vehicles, some kind of wheeled vehicles. They are black and white. They appear to have some kind of red and blue flashing lights on the top. One of them is turned over, however, and appears to have been recently on fire. And next to that, there is another wheeled vehicle, which looks like it's lying on its side. It's kind of a big boxy thing. Painted on the sides and the back of that in very neatly stenciled letters. It are the letters SWAT. And splashed in yellow paint all over the cars, the van, the ground. There are a number of very hastily made yellow signs. Scattered all over the ground around the cars and in front of the building are what you absolutely recognize as empty shell casings.
All right.
The two black and white wheeled vehicles are both labeled Rockwell Police Department. And there you are.
All right. I will turn and look at Lola. I was like, all right, how do we get our information?
Well, my guess is that the children are attending this school, right? And it looks like we've got some graffiti and some constabularies have been called in and there's been
some riots,
kindergarten riots.
Must have been the play. It's always the play.
It's always the play. It is always the play. I wonder if there's any hope of saving any of them. I looked down. I must have my link to Smith and Everett. Is it like a watch display or something?
It's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I looked down at my little digital watch, and you know, I just check in that our contact is secure.
It is.
And all right, let's go to kindergarten, I guess.
All right. So I would like to get myself a weapon, and I don't know if that's something I would normally have brought with me or how that works.
You do not have any weapons. You don't have anything on you other than your clothes.
Okay, so is that a dreaming role to sort of dream myself something, or is it going and picking something up off the ground? I mean, obviously there's police flipped over. I assume I could just go and find a weapon somehow.
Either one of those things is possible.
Okay, then I will go and look for a gun in the police cars.
You certainly can, and you certainly do. In fact, in the SWAT van, you find some bulletproof vests, six of them.
Okay.
Four kind of lightweight ones and two kind of heavier ones. Six riot helmets, two riot shields, and a number of rifles, pistols, and a shotgun.
All right. Well, I will.
I'm sorry. Allow me to be more specific.
Okay.
There are four handguns, a shotgun, an MP5, and two M16s.
What's an MP5?
Submachine gun.
Submachine gun.
What would be the most deadly there? The MP5? I know it's most versatile, but that or the M16s? We want to get the right stuff in the hands of our most skilled.
Does anything qualify as a rifle?
Oh, yes. Both the MP5 and the M16s would be rifle.
All right, I will get the M16 and some handgun and a bulletproof vest and pass around all the other stuff.
Okay.
Did you say grenades?
I did not say grenades, no.
Okay.
Did you say tear gas?
Sorry. No, I did not say tear gas either.
Oh, and shields. Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yes.
And are there batons?
There are not.
Okay. All right.
Willa's a little disturbed by all of this. She's just like, they're kindergartners.
Well, they might be kindergartners. We don't know who's in there.
As you're, as you're kind of poking around the van and the police cars, the occasionally you hear, a burst of static, and kind of look over, and you can see, a radio kind of pop and crackle to life, and the radio, and it appears to be radio reports, from various units calling to each other. Talking about incidents that are happening throughout the town, strange creatures that are showing up and tearing people apart. People that are rioting. Violence is clearly, the town is clearly, has a lot of violence kind of going spread out throughout it. And the authorities are scrambling, trying to keep up. And it sounds like they're not keeping up.
All right.
Obviously they're not, yeah. So 100 years ago, somebody watched the play on Earth, and this is what happened.
As well as all the way back in ancient Rome.
Well, yes. I mean, they didn't have the police cars in ancient Rome, but yeah.
Oh, you mean 100 years ago? I see. Yeah.
Right. So these brains are 100 years old.
Yeah. I got you. Yep.
And the stuff's out of date. So I'm thinking that 100 years ago, this is what we're seeing that.
Yes. Also, I was just mentioning that it's very much like what we've seen before.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And the, as these reports are going on, as you kind of finished gearing up, the radio kind of pops once more, and then you hear a child's voice on it. Please help us, we're so scared. The bad men, they're going to hurt us, they have monsters, please save us.
On the radio,
yep. And the radio pops, and there's a shower of sparks, and it goes dead.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Oh, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I shrug on the vest, put a gun in the back pocket, and let's go.
Maybe we actually have a chance to help somebody for once, as opposed to all those other times. All right. Let's go.
Okay. Yep. You head towards the doors.
I will take point as we head in. Yep.
I get spot. But hidden rolls from everyone.
Ooh, a 9. That's got a
normal success.
Okay.
Normal as well.
It's going to be a hard for me.
Okay. As you kind of exit the van, the police van, all geared up, ready to go, and start walking towards the school, you happen to look up. And just as you do, you see lined up on the roof of the building 6 large, black, winged, evil-looking things, of which you can all make a sand roll.
Lucky us! Normal success, yep.
Failed.
Hard success.
Me as well.
That's 1 point for the success, a d6 for the failure.
Ooh. Get some cover.
And they, just as you start to step towards the building,
3.
They dive at you at high speed. Miss Voigt.
I guess I pop out the handgun. I rolled an 01.
Nice.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
That's probably the only thing that'll hurt them, if that.
I have no idea what the stats are on my little gun.
I can look it up here somehow. Seems like that's a capability we should have, if I can find the right folder. here we go. Let's not call it that. Nope, wait a second. How about if we look for this? Is that a thing? There we go. That's a thing. Let's see. So those are rifles, handguns. Here we go. Handgun. 45 automatic. 1d10 plus 2. So max, so that's 12 plus 1d10 plus 2.
That's 8. That's another 10.
Nice.
So 20.
20. Very nice. Let me find these things again. Oops. No, that's the wrong number, Jim. I would have been ready for this. Okay. Yeah, you hit it square, and it explodes in a shower of digital static that kind of pops and, you know, breaks into, you know, little cube-looking things that kind of glint in the sunlight for a moment as they fade from view. It's kind of pretty, actually. Mr. Delgado.
Sorry, I'm bouncing back and forth between mute. Did you mention there was a shotgun within that truck?
I did.
Excellent. I would like to have grabbed that and give it a shot, and I have successfully fired it. And I already have the stats on the sheet from before. If they're the same, it's 1d10 plus 7.
No. Shot.
No.
12-gauge shotgun, 4d6 plus 2.
4d6 plus 2.
Or 2d6 plus 1 if you're farther away.
Which is this?
Probably the 2d6 plus 1.
Okay. Well, that's a good number.
At this point.
And that's another number. So that's 11 points total.
Very nice. That takes a nice big chunk out of one. You said 11, right?
I did.
Okay, good. That same one appears to be unhappy and is diving straight towards you. They will be on you next round. All remaining five of them. Mr. Gunn.
I don't know my guns, but I'm assuming an M16 has some sort of burst capability.
Let's find it here. I'm sure it's in the list.
Auto fire.
There we are. M16. 2d6 damage and burst 3, yes.
All right. Well, I will fire 3
shots.
You
have 30 rounds, by the way, in your M16.
Nice. Okay, so I will fire 3 rounds at one of these dudes. That one is going to miss. That one hits and penalty die, 42. So two hits, so that's going to be 4d6.
Or 2d6 plus.
Yes. Oh, because you have armor.
Yes.
So one of them does 3 and one of them does 7.
Okay. That didn't do nearly as much as you thought it might.
And we don't have our armor-piercing rounds here.
Sounded good, but
sure
remarkably ineffective. Mr. Yeah. Fisk.
So is there anything that I can imagine, you know, like bigger guns or rocket launcher or something like that? Because this is the dreaming. And you were clear that we can imagine stuff and make it happen.
Absolutely, you can. Okay. What would you like to try to imagine?
A rocket launcher and try the things.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to fire it this round, but you can make a virtual dreaming roll.
Okay, it's 28. Let's see if I pass. Nope.
Yeah, you a little distracted at the moment. You're not really able to focus your intention to create something quite that complicated. Miss Voigt.
Well, we're trying to get into the school, so I might take another shot, but I'm going to run into the building.
Okay, penalty die.
All right.
Running.
Oh, man, because that was the first was an 08. 78 is not going to do it.
Okay. You'll be in the, you're close enough, you won't be in the building right now, but you'll be, you can be in the building next round if you want. Okay. Mr. Delgado.
You're muted if you're trying to talk to us.
Son of a gun.
So we're ignoring you.
Yeah. Would it take my my whole turn this time to sort of move from my shotgun to my plastic shield or whatever shield and handgun?
Probably.
Okay. I guess I'll hold my ground. How many are left?
Five.
Oh,
yeah. All right. So I'll just go with the full out sprint then. Can I go with the sprint and pull my shield out as I go?
Sure.
Okay. So I'll do that.
Yeah. Not all of them. Lola took one out.
Yeah, that's right. I hurt one, but yeah, still going.
Miss Voigt, speaking of Miss Voigt, would you care to make a dodge roll?
Sure.
Or some other help I'm being attacked by a Biaki roll?
That would be a hard dodge roll.
Okay, I'm afraid he got an extreme success.
Of course he did. Now, do I still only have 5 hit points from before? Did we get any doctoring?
I think there was some doctoring. You could certainly have 1 hit point back.
Hey, last time that saved my butt.
No, actually, you're in the virtual dreaming. So at the moment, you're starting out with your max hit points.
Okay.
Regardless of what your real body is doing.
Okay.
Did you happen to take any of that armor?
I did. I do believe that I said I put on one of the bullet point vests.
One of the two
the
heavy ones,
ones
or one of the
no,
4 light ones? Okay.
One of the light ones.
So the light ones are 3 points of armor. Okay. And he does 15 points of damage.
Oh, well, Lola now has 2 hit points.
Ouch.
Conroll?
Lola makes the conroll.
Aren't you lucky?
No, I don't think so.
Mr. Delgado.
Okay, so I would like to...
It's not your go. You're being attacked. Would you care to dodge or...
What would you call it if I tried to protect myself with my shield?
Smart.
I assume you don't have, like, a shield skill, so we could just call it fighting brawl. You just wouldn't do any damage.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. I hope that's a good number. Oh, yeah, it's not fighting brawl in this, but we said fist would be the fighting brawl.
Yep.
Okay. So, looking for, 64. Where am I with luck after watching Lola get shredded? It might be a good idea to learn some. That'll take 14 to a normal success.
Okay. You get your shield up ready for it to crash into you. And it just whiffs, it misses.
Ah.
Mr. Gunn, would you care to dodge or
do something? I'm so else? Sad. I had an awesome shield skill in my last character, but I took the sword skill from him and not the shield skill. But I have a shield and armor. Yeah, no, I will, I guess,
do the same thing of trying to keep my shield in the way.
Okay. The shields effectively give you an extra 5 points of armor if you were able to use them successfully.
Okay. I do not use it successfully.
Do you have the light body armor? The light body armor is 3. The heavy body armor is 6.
So whoever I would have had the heavy.
Yeah, whoever has the 2 heavies. It misses you anyway.
Okay.
Mr. Fisk, you are similarly attacked. Would you care to dodge or?
I will try to dodge. Yes.
Punch it back or?
Oh, 3. That's extreme dodge.
Oh, very nice. You are 100% certain that it would have really hurt had you not gotten out of the way.
Nice.
Let's see. One more. We'll go after Mr. Delgado.
Okay. Let's give it fighting raw with the shield again.
Okay.
That is on the nose of 50 as a normal success.
Okay. You can apply the 5 points of armor in addition to your body armor as it crashes into you, swipes at you with big heavy claws for 5 points of damage.
Okay, perfect. Shield held it off.
It did. Mr. Gunn.
Yes. So we are now at, obviously, melee short range.
Yes.
So I will attempt to unload my pistol into it a few times. So the first one is a success, the second one is a fail, and the third one is a fail. So I hit it once for 8.
Okay. Mr. Fisk.
So I will start thinking that, you know, this, you know, imagination in the Dreamlands is actually not working for me. So I will grab whatever gun is there and shoot.
You can have an M16, you can have an MP or an MP5, or just the 45 auto.
I will try with the M15.
M16, you betcha.
M16? Yeah, okay. I know all about guns. Yeah, that's a 60. So let me check. I do have. Well, I will say it's the same as the. It's kind of a colonial rifle, something like that. It's pretty much the same, right? So that's a hit. Okay. So what was the damage?
2d6.
2d6. All right. So try times 5 plus 6, 11 points.
Nicely done. That looks like it definitely bothered it at least a little bit. Miss Voigt, you were at the doors to the school. You could jump inside if you wanted to, or...
Inside.
Shoot out at the Bianchi that are pestering you. You're just going to dive inside, shut the door behind you?
I think I'm going to dive inside and, I'm going to dive inside. Sorry.
Are you going to, like, shut and try to hold the door shut, or are you just going to leave the door standing open, or?
No, I'm going to try to, like, maybe cover the door so if the Bayaki try to enter, shoot at them, but otherwise hold the doors for the guys.
Well, it is definitely going to try to come in, so you can go ahead and take a shot at it.
All right, then I'll take a shot. Oh, 15. That will be a hard success.
Roll damage.
6 points.
Okay. Mr. Delgado. It looked like it didn't do anything, by the way.
Would you say I've only used my shield so far, but I think I said I was, dropping the shotgun, or I don't know if it's on sling, whatever, moving to my 45.
Probably on sling, but you can take up the 45 if you want, sure.
Yep, since I have one hand on the shield. Okay.
Yep.
We'll do that, and what I want to do is fire at probably the one that's blocking the school, which is the one that was on Lola.
Okay.
So, let's see. That's a good number. And that's a normal success. Man, I'm rolling right on the edge. What do we say the 45 damage was? Someone else has hit.
45
is 1d10 plus 1. I don't know.
Plus 2.
D10 plus 2.
Okay. Yep. D10 plus 2. So that's 5 points of damage.
Yeah, it doesn't look bothered by that at all.
Okay.
Miss Voight, your Byakki will take a swipe at you.
Dodge. Not dodge. Die.
It misses. Mr. Delgado, same one will dive and swipe at you.
Hang in there, Lola. And me. I'm going to try to fight back with the shield again.
Okay.
That's a normal success.
Aren't you glad? It would have taken your head off. 12 points of damage.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Mr. Gunn.
Yeah, so I'm assuming that I'm kind of the last one in there, or last that I'm sort of holding out to be the last person outside the school, and I'm being attacked.
Well, yeah, both of you and all three of you are still at this point. Miss Boyd is the only one who's anywhere close to the doors, and she's just inside them. So yes, you are being attacked. Would you care to dodge?
Okay. I'm going to do the same shield fighty back thing, and I get a 13 out of 50, so a hard but not quite extreme success.
Okay, it misses. Mr. Fisk, would you care to dodge?
Well, does the fight back do any damage if he succeeds?
No, because with the shield.
Not with the shield.
It would allow me to use the shield.
I gotcha. Okay.
Oh, no, 99.
It misses. In trying to dodge out of the way, though, you trip over your own feet and stumble, fall to the ground.
Yeah.
The fifth Byakki, which is roaming, will fly up to the doors and try to, and is also trying to get in. There's not quite enough room for both of them to get through the doors at once, though, so it's not able to get to Miss Voight, but there are two of them that will be coming through the doors here momentarily at you. Mr. Gunn.
Is there any other entrances to the school that we can see, or just these sort of, or is it just a single front door?
That you can see, just a single front door.
And all of the vehicles are turned on their sides, or they saw them are upright?
No, there's one that's upright. There's one that's upside down. The van's on its side.
Do I have any idea how these things work, or this is too old for me to have even?
This is too old.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you could probably make a mechanical repair roll and puzzle it out given time. Yeah, but in the heat of combat, you would just be lost.
Okay, then I'm going to shoot this guy who's right next to me again three times. What am I doing? Oh, that's what I'm doing. Okay. Holy sh... Okay, well, it's not quite a fumble, even though they're both in the 90s. Then that is a hard success, and then the third one with a penalty is a fail. So again, one shot is successful. Ooh, for 11.
Nice. It definitely looks hurt. Mr. Fisk.
Okay, I will try to get up, stand up, and rush towards the school.
Okay.
And if I can get a shot, maybe with a penalty die to one of the creatures, whichever is closer to Mr. Gum.
So you can, so you're not going to be able to get in the school because there's two Byakki blocking the door between you and Mrs. Boyd. So you could certainly take a shot at either one of those or at the one that Mr. Gunn is playing with. Either way.
Okay. In that case, I will shoot the ones that I have in front of me because I'm trying to get into the school or make way for us to get into the school. And that is a success. So 2d6, let me roll again. 5 plus 6, 11 points again.
Nice. One of them looks hurt. They actually kind of both look hurt at this point. Which is the other one? This one. That's that number. Okay. Miss Voigt, so you are just inside the doors. There are two Biaki that are coming through the door at you.
Mm-hmm. They have like hands, or just can I, you know,
claw, if long black claws, big mouths with sharp pointy teeth.
Can I dream them away?
The Biaki as a whole, or just their claws, or?
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing. You can try to, you could, if you can make a, you can't dream them away. In terms of they would just be gone, right? You could certainly, you know, focus your will and your intention and
it drew them melted.
Potentially turn one of them into something else, transform it in some way, a puddle of goo.
Butterflies. Butterflies. I got a 5.
Wow.
Yep. It kind of just pops and floats to the ground as a pile of leaves.
Brilliant.
Nice.
They're all kind of red and blue, red and brown and yellow. And much like the leaves on the trees outside. Kind of pretty, actually. Mr. Delgado.
So how close would you say I am to the school?
How close do you want to be?
Close enough to maybe be point blank range with his dangerously point blank range with this last one.
The last one between you and this between that's yes. In the door. Yes.
Yes.
Sure. Okay. You can be there. Why not?
Excellent. And how would you say, how much advantage would you say this would give me when I try to shoot it with my 45?
I would say it would give you a bonus die.
A bonus die. Okay. I'm going to give the old college try that I remember now that I can do. Fire 3 shots at it. So that would be, let's see, 1 bonus die on the first one, and then even on the second one, and 1 penalty at the end, right?
You got it.
Okay. Yep. Let's give it a shot there. Okay. I have 1 hit. Let's see the second one. Can I burn 3 luck in the midst of all this?
You can burn as much luck as you would like.
I would like to burn 3 to make a second hit. And the third one is a normal success as well. So that's 3. And what do you say? It's a D10 plus 2.
Yep.
7. 3. And that's 12.
It explodes in a burst of digital static.
Nice.
All right.
However, the one that was has been trying desperately to batter its way through your shield will continue to do so. If you would care to dodge, Mr. Delgado.
Or use the shield.
Or use the shield, either way, sure.
Yeah, let's use that shield. Oh! I have fail, and I hope it misses an 82.
It does not. I'm afraid it gets an extreme success.
Oh, my God.
However, it... what is that? 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Okay. What is that? 4 left. But I need to make a con roll. Let's see if I can handle this where I'm at. Oh. Let's see how I can work that. Do 70. That sounds really good. And that's a hard success. So I'm up.
Okay. Good job. Right. Mr. Gunn.
Yo, yo, yo.
Spiaki, that you are you seem to be having some difficulty with.
All right. I will definitely attempt to shield block this thing. No.
Okay. It misses badly. And Mr. Fisk, do you care to dodge, sir?
I'll try to dodge, yes. 08.
Yeah, you move swiftly and cleanly out of the way. You're pretty sure it wasn't going to hit you anyway. That was a pretty clumsy strike. Miss Voigt.
I will concentrate now on the one attacking Mr. Delgado.
Okay.
No, that one is that I did not make.
Yep. You're kind of shaken. It's hard to focus. You're kind of surprised that first one worked, maybe. trying to do it a second time right away. A little too much there. Mr. Delgado.
Okay. I have enough to keep going after that other one, although I imagine it's not point blank. The closest one, which is probably gun, is that right?
So you have one pestering you, Mr. Gunn has one pestering him, and Mr. Fisk has one pestering him.
That's right. Yeah. One after me. Would you say he's point blank as well?
Sure, you could have a bonus die.
All right. Three more. Let's see what happens. Bonus die did not help me. Oh, no, wait. Actually, it does. Yeah, I'm sorry. So that's one hit. Let's go regular. That one will not work. And let's go with the penalty die. And that one... fails to work. So I got one hit out of there. And we'll go. There you go. 7 and 2 is 9.
Nicely done. It will swipe at you if you would like to dodge or shield parry or do something.
Shield it up again. Let's see. Nope.
Okay. It gets an extreme success.
Another one.
13 points of damage.
Down.
Down to 0 down, dead down?
Yeah, down to dead down. I had, 4 left?
Okay.
So, there you go.
You're not actually dead, because we're in the dreaming, but you are... so, the rest of you, see... It looks like the Biaki just takes Mr. Delgado's head off. Just a huge claw swipe, and his head, detaches, blood spurts everywhere, and then Mr. Delgado just explodes into a shower of digital static.
Yeah.
It was way less than ideal.
Mr. Gunn.
All right. Well, I will see if I can kill my friendly neighborhood Biaki. So that's going to be a...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're actually dodging. It's its turn.
Oh, I'm dodging. Okay.
Sorry. Yes.
So in that case, I'm shield attacking
or
successfully.
Shield parrying. Yes.
Yep.
Yep. It misses. Mr. Okay. Fisk, would you care to dodge?
Okay. This is not a... Let's see. So dodge... Yes, a failure.
Okay. It overbalances and just face plants into the ground right in front of you as it rolls all the zeros.
Nice.
Mr. Gunn.
Can I shoot it? Can I shoot it?
You will be able to on your turn, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So now I'm going to shoot my unfriendly guy here. That's a normal success and a hard success, and Penalty die, that's the end of that gun. That's 100.
Okay.
So let me start with the normal successes, the two successes, before we worry about the... So that's 9 and 7.
Okay. Yes, it explodes in a shower of digital static as your gun jams. Mr. Fisk, so yes, the Byakki is right at your feet. You have a bonus die.
Nice.
You can't miss. Really, you're just rolling to see if you can get an extreme, you can have extreme damage. Otherwise, you just roll normal damage.
Normal damage.
Unless your gun jams, of course.
No.
That never happens. You stand police guns, they're just not very good.
And just 5 points of damage.
Okay. So. Yeah, not so good.
So anticlimactic.
Miss Voigt.
All right, it looks like there's only one left, right, out there?
Two.
There are two left out there.
Yep.
All right, I'll concentrate on one of them and try to take it out. That is a hard success.
Very nice. Mr. Fisk, the Byakki that is at your feet that you just shot to worth whatsoever, there's suddenly a pop, and your feet get a little wet as you're standing in a pool of water.
Nice.
The one remaining Byakki will turn and take a dive at Mr. Gunn.
Okay. We'll attempt to block it off. 15 is a hard success on shield.
It misses badly. Your go.
Okay. My go, huh? Well, let's see if we can destroy it then. Okay, so that's a 67... what am I doing? Handgun. There we go. I will spend 2 luck on that one. Oh, no, I don't have my handgun anymore. It's jammed.
Yes, it is.
So this is the one that's not next to me, right? This is the one that is... I mean, I guess now it's next to me, right?
Yeah, yep.
So I think what I'm going to do then is, with my shield, try to run and pin it into the corner of a... police of a car. One of these. Find some sharp metal corner to try to push it against it.
Okay.
So I could make a grapple.
Sure.
Roll on that, I guess. 21 is a hard success.
You can certainly have it pinned.
Okay. Does it get hurt? Probably not. When I push it against the thing. No, we'll call it pinned. Good.
Yep. You're not going to actually. It by doing that. Mr. Fisk.
Shoot it, shoot it, shoot it.
Yeah, I will try to shoot it.
Bonus die.
Nice.
And again, since gun has it pinned, again, you can't miss. It's just, do you get an extreme or do you jam? Otherwise, just roll damage.
All right, so I got a 93, the worst.
That's not the worst. Didn't jam.
And 5 points of damage again, so no damage at all.
Miss Voigt.
I will concentrate one more time. Just
Would
like,
you care
I can
to
do this.
End this.
A 37 is just a regular success.
Okay. Mr. Gunn, would you make a dex roll?
Sure. 0.5. That's extreme.
Yep. You've got this thing pinned up against the car. It's struggling, and suddenly, just poof, and there's just a little stuffed teddy bear sitting there on the ground. As you almost overbalance, you kind of step forward, catch yourself, and manage not to fall over.
Awesome.
let's cut to Mr. Delgado real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Yes. Delgado, would you make a sanity roll, please?
Sanity roll. Let's try. That, yes, that's a normal success.
Okay, you can lose a D3 san.
Or hard even for, exploding. All three.
As you have this very, as you suddenly wake up with Mr. Smith and Miss Everett looking down on you, you have this very vivid memory burned into your head of your head coming loose from your body. You feel kind of a pop and a little smell of ozone. You can lose a D3 hit points from your real hit points.
Another three. All the threes.
You can immediately have one of those back as Miss Everett tends to you as the headset you were using, you know, kind of popped and exploded, and you got a little electrical burn there on the side of your head.
Gotcha.
Back inside, Miss Voigt, Mr. Gunn, Mr. Fisk.
So they're gone.
They are gone.
All right, I'm going to find a new pistol and head into the school with the others, I assume.
Yeah, kindergarten classrooms are usually on the first floor, right?
I don't remember. Sure.
I'll just start looking in the classrooms, I guess.
So you kind of, you walk in, you can, there's stairs leading up, right? Kind of hallways leading down, to the left and the right. And as you kind of turn, the three of you walk in, your eyes kind of become accustomed to the indoor light, and you take a breath. You look up, and standing on the stairs in front of you, you see a sand roll.
Oh, ooh, how's a 96, whatever maximizes that is?
I got a 2.
Well, that balances.
Got a
it does.
11. That's a pass.
Those of you who pass lose a D3. Those of you who botched can lose all of the D8.
Wow. All right.
Idea roll, Mr. Gunn.
Yeah. That's a hard success, extreme success.
So on the stairs, looking down at you, you see a figure. It is a good 7 feet tall. It's human-ish, arms, legs, face. Its hair is this big, crazy, ragged ringtail, kind of bright red. Its skin, the skin of its face is just painted a solid white. It's got, a huge kind of red nose where its nose should be. Around its forehead, it has one of those kind of those old-fashioned doctor's lenses, the circle with the hole in it. Around its neck, it's wearing a stethoscope. And it has what looks like to be kind of a ragged, tattered lab coat. The hands are wearing kind of torn latex gloves, and all the fingers look like they end in hypodermic needles. Oh. As it smiles down on you, and then in the blank wall next to it, a doorway opens and it darts into it, and then it's just a wall again.
What?
And you just hear it giggling. Mr. Gunn, I believe you have a little bout of something.
I have a dream of fighting mythos creatures and saving those around me, according to my character sheet, and I know I'm a hero. So I think I'm going to chase that puppy into the... You said the wall. It turned into a wall. I'm going to bash through the wall. I'm going to spend time bashing through the wall to follow that thing. I'm going to be shooting it and the wall, I mean, or whatever it takes to get through this wall.
Okay. Miss Voigt, Mr. Fisk, you see Mr. Gunn bashing against a brick wall.
Mr. Gunn. Damien.
You're right.
You can't go after him that way. He's not. It doesn't work that way.
I gotta stop it.
Yeah,
it's in there. I can see it. It's getting the kids.
No. The kids aren't in there. It's a ruse. We gotta go the other way.
I gotta kill this thing. Gotta destroy it.
Yeah, let's go get it.
It's in there.
Sway him, you know, talk him down.
How about a psychology roll?
Oh, I do. I have a 45. But an 81 is not going to do it.
I've got a 45 also.
yes, you do. All right, we'll let him.
Yeah, this is just a temporary bout of insanity, and we're not in combat. So, a couple minutes trying to get him under control. And, Mr. Gunn will eventually get himself recomposed as well. So.
Oh. What happened?
You flipped out, my friend.
Listen rolls.
Wow. Place is crazy. I'm deafened from all the shooting.
That's a regular success.
Mine as well. Yes, it is a success by one.
Yep. You hear a I'm sorry, by the way, before I forget, Miss Voigt, I think how many times did you try to dream away the Biaki? You were successful like four times and I think failed once or twice, so five or six, something like that.
I think I was unsuccessful once, and I was successful three times.
Okay, so that'd be a total of... So two magic points, so you're down 8 magic points.
Oh, crap!
Wow. Everybody's tired.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
How many do you have left?
7.
Oh, well, that's plenty. You're not completely exhausted, you're just kind of long day tired.
Yeah, and bleeding profusely.
Right, yeah, and almost dead, but...
And almost kicked out.
Anyway, from down one of the hallways, you hear a giggling laughter.
Playtime.
I need it.
Gun.
You know, I look at the other two guys, and I'm just like... This isn't going to end well. I don't know that we can save this ship.
I didn't want to save the ship, right? We just want the information. So what are we saying? We should get out of here?
I don't know. I mean...
How'd those things disappear? What happened there?
I dreamed them away.
Can you dream the kids here?
I mean, I don't know, because their ship isn't a dream drive ship. We're hooking our dream drive, our virtual dreaming drive, into them. I've never hooked up with a living ship before. I mean, even this time it's different. Yeah, it's different. But, you know... They fed them crazy to play, and they're children. So what are they afraid of, and what do they know? They know their school has gone crazy. They know evil clowns. This is... I don't know that there's a way to purge this.
Right. So, what was our goal? Our mission here was to find out where the asteroid is, right? That's our only thing we're trying to do here.
We're trying to find the asteroid.
Yeah, we wanted to know what they know about these.
We don't want to know most of what they know, that's for sure.
It doesn't look like we're going to get that from these crazy beings. I told you they were no longer kids.
Can I get a spot hidden roll from everyone?
No.
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 We're busy, Jim. Come on.
That's fair. Can I get a luck roll from everyone?
That I can do.
Me too.
Edwin?
Yeah. Yes.
No, okay. Okay. We will randomize it then. So, you know, as the three of you are kind of standing there having this conversation, you're kind of moving around a little bit, kind of shuffling. At one point, you know, kind of Miss Voigt is, you know, not backed up against the wall, but kind of closer to the wall than the other two of you. And Mr. Gunn, Mr. Fisk, you see behind her the wall just open up, and the creature that you saw earlier steps forward, wraps its arms around Miss Voigt, and drags her backwards into the wall. She'll be fun to play with.
We can't shoot it while this is happening, I assume.
If you can make a dex roll, I will give you a chance to shoot it before the wall closes.
Both of us?
Yep.
Normal success on dex.
No, a failure. 80, 89.
Okay. Mr. Gunn, you can take a shot as the wall is reforming.
Normal success there for 11.
Okay. Okay. Miss Voigt, you find yourself in the grasp of this thing.
I'm going to do the thing that I know I can do best, which is dream it away. I'm going to try. It's the only thing I think I can do. Nope. I fail.
Not to me, little one, not to me. And it kind of slowly reaches its hand in front of your face, and you see these long, needle fingers, and it just kind of slowly moves them towards your face. I know what you're trying to do. You can try once more.
Okay, I will. That's a 4. So, yes.
Wow. Very nice. What is your POW?
My power is a 15. So, what is that? That makes it a 75.
Right. Go, Lola, go.
Okay. So, as you're, you know, kind of focused on it, you know, there's something. So, I mean, you are an experienced enough dreamer to know that, you know, you can certainly, you know, affect the world of the, you know, the dreamland, the virtual dreaming, right? As you know, you can make things appear, you can make things disappear, you can turn things into other things. What you can't do in the general sense, is make someone, you know, do something they wouldn't otherwise do. You know, you couldn't turn, you know, no matter, you know, you couldn't turn Mr. Gunn into a bunny, for instance, right? You know, because his, you know, his probably, right? You know, his spirit, his essence, you know, is too strong to do that under normal conditions, right? As you're trying to focus and turn this thing into something, into whatever it is that you're suddenly thinking of, a mannequin or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're getting that same kind of resistance. You can, however, you know, kind of focus and push past it. And effectively, what I'll let you do is for every magic point you want to spend, you can do 5 points of damage to it.
And how many did I lose for attempting and then successfully dreaming it away already?
None. This is none. Yeah.
I'll spend 3. So that's okay. 15.
Okay. That's going to be that. It screams in pain and drops you. And you feel yourself falling.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gunn, Mr. Fisk, you see a hole appear in the ceiling above you, and Miss Voight just fall towards you from the ceiling.
I will attempt to cushion her fall.
Dex roll.
All right. Can I help? 3 is 60. Normal success.
Okay. Yeah, sure, Mr. Fisk. You can make a dex roll as well. Try to catch her together.
Yes, 19.
Yep. Between the two of you, you can save her from any damage. And Miss Voight, you are in the arms of Mr. Gunn and Mr. Fisk.
My heroes.
At least we're better than those creatures anyway.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How
did you... What did he say?
Back to the wall and down through the ceiling. I don't understand. So I put her down and get my gun out and again. And
that's that thing. That
stay away
that
from the walls. The
and somewhere in the school around you, you hear a voice echoing out, "Not fair! Not fair!"
How'd you?
I tried to dream him away. I couldn't do it. It's not, it's evil, whatever that thing is. The best thing I could do was hurt it.
Well, it seemed like a good thing to do.
Well, yeah, but, and you could tell, she's way down on magic point. She's gray. She looks drained.
Well, do you want to go back to the ship and we'll hunt it? I'll hunt it.
Yes, yes, send her away. Send her away. I will play with you.
Do I see anything?
Now that she...
No, you just... The voice is just echoing from down the hall and, you know, like the first half of the sentence is coming from that way and then the next few words are coming from over there and then...
There's a few stray shots going down the hall in the different directions.
I will say we can ease your pain. If you share information with us, that's why we are here.
You want the children. You can't have them.
We don't want the children.
Lola kind of looks down. She does want to save the children.
They're lost already. So, no, we
want to pick their brains.
We just want information. And what do you want in exchange?
Spot hidden.
Or we will disconnect you forever. We will destroy you.
Lola doesn't see it. No.
Anyone make that?
What was it?
Spot hidden.
Spot hidden.
Spot hidden. Nope.
Okay. A hole in the floor opens up beneath, sorry, Miss Voight.
Miss Voight.
And a hand reaches up and these long needles stick into your leg and it starts pulling you down into the hole. You can have, why did I close that? Some amount of damage.
I will certainly try to shoot at it again.
Would you believe 10 points of damage?
I disintegrate into a shower of electrons end up back on the ship.
That clears the shot anyway.
That certainly does. You can still make a dex roll to react fast enough. Yeah.
Normal success.
Okay, roll to make shot.
Normal success.
Roll damage.
10.
Ouch. Ow, ow, ow!
Go away!
You can make a dex roll.
Okay. No. I didn't pass the dex roll. Again.
Yeah. Mr. Fisk just not quite reacting fast enough.
Okay.
Yes, leave the children to me.
No, give us the information. Give us the information that we're looking for and we will leave you alone. Otherwise, we're going to stay here and we're going to hurt you. Can I roll? I do believe I have something here. Let's see.
Persuade?
Persuade. Yeah. I do have persuade, yeah. A lot of it. Yes, that is a pass.
Down the corridor, you see the thing kind of step out from the wall and look at you for a moment. Leave, yes, leave! And it charges you.
Okay.
Yeah, just a gun.
It's coming towards us. I'm going to put all three shots at it. Okay. That is a hard success on the first one. A normal success. And a failure.
Damage.
So that's 4 damage and 3 damage.
Okay. It explodes in a burst of digital static. Miss Voight.
Yes.
Would you make a sand roll, please? With a bonus die.
Yes, that's a hard success.
Okay. You can lose a D3 sand.
2 points.
And you can lose a D3 hit points as your headset explodes in a shower of sparks and electricity.
Just one. I've been here before. I know how that works.
Yep.
Get it off!
And you can have that one hit point back pretty quickly as Dr. Everett attends to you. And I think this is a good place to call it for the evening.
Holy cow.
Wow. We can go back in. I take a look at Mr. Delgado.
Can we?
Mr. Smith just kind of shakes his head. Or, you know, I could maybe build a couple more headsets. It'd take like half an hour.
We'll get on it just in case.
Yeah, and it, you know, you kind of look at the clock. And, you know, you've been in there like 2 minutes, right? It's
right.
Oh wow. How are you doing health-wise, Lola? How do you feel?
She is not good.
Yeah. I'm barely better, actually. I was looking at my hit points.
Down on hit points, and poor Lola's down on magic points, too.
Yes. It'd be nice if they had one of those medical pods, like in some of the movies where the machines just stitch you up, but I'm feeling good. There's probably not one of those. Nicely done. That was fun, Jim. I've never heard that laugh before. You really creeped me out.
And Mr. Gunn and Mr. Fisk are still in the dreaming.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because they wanted so much to be there to begin with.
Exactly. I mean, I guess Gunn is in his, I mean, this is his dream. He's pretty happy. But, except that he's already lost two of he's failed to protect two of his, of the three. So he's not super psyched about that.
I don't think you guys have to worry. There's nothing else in here that can hurt you, Shirley. You guys have taken care of all the threats.
Yeah.
Yep.
So awesome. Much fun, Jim.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, y'all have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, you too.
I'll talk to you next week.